When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, September 13th. Two sleeps away from the Jacksonville Jaguars home opener against the Cleveland Browns. It is a big football game for both teams. Both teams are 0-1. Both teams certainly have playoff expectations, so they're trying to get back on the winning side of things and kind of get this season rolling. Now, this is a matchup where I think you look at the Browns defense versus the Jaguars offense, and you see a very good matchup there. The Browns have one of the best defenses in football. You look at the other side of things, the Cleveland Browns, their offense, quarterbacked by Deshaun Watson, had a really rough week one. They have injuries across the offensive line a little bit. It's possible that those could be, they could be getting some guys back there. But there's more questions than answers for the Cleveland Browns on offense. But I certainly think you look at the Browns defense versus the Jaguars offense, that's the premier matchup here. You know, Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith versus the Jaguars tackles, offensive tackles, I think that is a tremendous matchup. Myles Garrett is arguably, maybe not even arguably, you know, the best edge in this league, best edge player. He is unbelievable. He was defensive player of the year last year. He's been in that conversation for a long time, as long as he's healthy. Za'Darius Smith is a great running mate. They have some good backups on the edge as well. But Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith versus your tackles is huge. It absolutely is. Anton Harrison, huge fan of Anton Harrison. I've been a fan of Anton Harrison since he was at Oklahoma. I thought he should have been a top 10 pick in 2023. Jaguars able to trade down, land him in the 20s. Major victory laps for me on that one. That was amazing. But last week he had a down week against Jalen Phillips, who is a great, great football player. He's facing great football players again this week. Za'Darius Smith is usually on the defensive left side, offensive right side. Myles Garrett's usually on the other side a little bit more. But Anton must play better. Cam Robinson must play well. Last year when the Jaguars played the Cleveland Browns, they were without Cam Robinson. They were without Walker Little. So you had Ezra Cleveland and Blake Hance trying to man the left side of that offensive line. It was ugly. But I think, you know, if Cam Robinson can just bring it, you know, get up for this game, they have a chance. And also, you're going to have to use tight ends and backs to help out in certain times. You absolutely will. But it's going to be huge for Trevor Lawrence, for this passing game, for the running game as well, to be able to, you know, impact these edge players. Because they, even Za'Darius Smith, who's up there in age now, still a very good football player. And again, Myles Garrett is one of the top five non-quarterbacks in this league. So, yeah. Big-time test for Cam Robinson and Anton Harrison. Beyond just the edge players that they have who are extremely dangerous, the offensive line and the running backs and the tight ends, they've got to be effective against the blitz, especially on third down. The Browns aren't like a super blitz-heavy team, but they will bring pressure. They will try to heat you up, Jim Schwartzwell, their defensive coordinator, on third down. And that's when you'll see more man coverage looks. They run a variety of coverages. You see man, cover three, some cover two, two high shell as well. But you'll see more man looks and more pressure on clear passing downs. And so you've got to be ready for games. You've got to be ready for movement. You've got to be ready for multiple guys attacking your gap. If you're the offensive line, if you're the running backs, if you're the tight ends. And Trevor Lawrence, obviously, you know, when a team's trying to hit you up, you have to know where you can get the ball out quickly. And you saw Dak do that. They had a little bit of a issue in coverage early on in that game. It wasn't really a bust. It was just a misplayed route by one of their safeties, I believe. And it ended up being a Brandon Cooks touchdown. And that was on a third down when the Browns sent six rushers. So those types of moments can massively impact the game. And I think that, you know, on those third down moments, for one, you have to not have the extreme negative play, the disaster play. But for two, you can take advantage of those moments as well. So we'll see how that plays out. Brian Thomas Jr. versus Denzel Ward. Fireworks. Denzel Ward's amazing corner. He's probably a top five corner in this league. He is so, so good. And he showed it last week. Even though CeeDee Lamb was able to get some catches on him, like, it was tight, tight coverage. He almost picked off a couple passes. And look, even though the Cowboys scored 33 points last week, the Browns defense held Dak Prescott under 200 passing yards. And so they did a good job. The Browns offense is where things were kind of ugly. But Brian Thomas Jr., who had an amazing debut, beautiful first half, 4 for 4, almost 50 yards, great touchdown catch, was being used in a variety of ways, got that awesome pass interference where he absolutely burned Jalen Ramsey.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
And then you stop targeting him in the second half. Hopefully they can fix that this week. But Brian Thomas Jr. versus Denzel Ward should be fireworks. Because Brian Thomas Jr., you know, regardless of which corner he's going against, he's going to have the physical advantage. There simply are not any corners that are 6'3", 210 pounds that run a 4.3 flat that can jump 40 inches. I don't know, maybe Tyreek Woolen. But there's just not guys built like that. So it's going to be fireworks, in my opinion. But you've also got Martin Emerson as a very, very good corner for the Cleveland Browns, a guy who not as athletic as a Denzel Ward, but he's big, he's strong, he's physical. Greg Newsome is going to play in the slot more often than not. And he's a fantastic player as well. So the Browns corners, I mean, they've got great corners. They've got great front play. They've got good linebackers. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is a good football player. Got some matchups here that I'm not trying to diminish these players at all, but I'm just being real based on what we saw last week. Travis Etienne versus himself, right? Keep the ball high and tight. Keep the ball outside, you know, on the outside arm. Be more decisive in the backfield. He slipped a couple times, indecisive a couple times. Be confident. Travis Etienne's got to bring the confidence because he should be confident. He's a great back. But he's got to play that way this week to help the Jaguars win this football game. Christian Kirk versus the ball. Two drops last week. Look, Christian Kirk, normally reliable, great hands, great route runner. Going to be where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. Going to catch the football for you. But he's got to do that this week for the Jaguars. Antonio Johnson versus whoever he's trying to tackle. He missed a lot of tackles last week. Thought he was pretty good in coverage. Thought he was where he was supposed to be, but just missed tackles. You got to make sure you're wrapping up. You got to make sure you're form tackling. Specifically, Jerome Ford, because this is a running back that has some wiggle, has some speed, has some contact balance. And if you miss him a couple times on a play, he could potentially take it to the house. So gotta make sure we're wrapping up against the run. Offensively for the Jaguars, getting back to that side, the run versus the pass. Find balance. I think you want to lean a little bit more towards the pass. I do. But find some balance. Like, that's a key matchup. You know, Doug Peterson versus the play sheet. You cannot go into a shell. Can't do it in this league. Now, this is a different ballgame. The Browns offense, I don't think, has many, if any, advantages against the Jaguars defense. So, if you do get a lead against the Browns, you can be a little bit more conservative than you can against the Dolphins. I think that's totally fair. But I don't think you just go into a shell completely either. Jaguars, big three pass rushers versus this Browns offensive line. As I mentioned, they're out their first, first team tackles last week. Dedrick Wills at left tackle and Jack Conklin at right tackle. Wills still isn't practicing. Conklin is practicing limited. There's some talk about maybe Conklin playing left tackle for the Browns. Either way, this Browns offense, this offensive line, and, you know, Deshaun Watson not being super decisive, they allowed 6 sacks last week against the Cowboys. The Jaguars' big three pass rushers versus Browns offensive line is a key matchup. It really is. Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Eric Armstead, they've got to be able to impact the backfield when Deshaun Watson's back there. Watson prefers to be under gun. They also will have some play action from under center. Not many dropbacks, pure under center dropbacks that don't involve play action. So Jaguars pass rush, that top three, I think they made a good impact last week, especially considering that the Dolphins get the ball out quickly and all that. But they've got to do even better this week. It's a matchup that favors them a little bit more. And then finally, Buster Brown's going to be playing in this game. Maybe some Jarian Jones outside as well. Obviously, Ronald Darby. But these guys versus Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, even though the Browns offense doesn't look very good right now, they do still have talented receivers. Amari Cooper is still a very, very good receiver, a dangerous receiver who has size, speed, route running chops. And one slip up and he could be down the field. Of course, Deshaun Watson has to hit him. But he can get you. Jerry Jeudy is still a decent young player who has good quickness. He can route you up a little bit. Elijah Moore is still a good player. No David Njoku, but these corners, you know, they're not going up against the best competition they will all year, but these guys can still play, especially Amari Cooper. And so you have to be on your P's and Q's, in my opinion, for the Jaguars corners. And final matchup, special teams. I mentioned it. I think that it's possible the Jaguars get something going in the punt return game this week. I think the Browns will be punting a lot. And the Browns punt coverage was a little suspect last week. I think they gave up a touchdown and they gave up some other returns. So that's something to keep an eye on for sure. So that's the matchups to watch. We're going to have keys to victory later. We're going to have bold predictions tomorrow. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.